The ZM Podcast Network.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Brian Clint Podcast, where I need to ask two questions before we do anything.
Okay.
Claudia.
Hello.
Did you get a chance to upload yesterday's after party podcast?
Yeah, I did. And it was only a lot late, but I did.
That's fine. We're not concerned whether it went up late. Claudia.
She's there. Oh, yes.
Did you listen to the after party podcast before you uploaded it?
I listened to part of it.
And nothing that stood out?
Alice said thanks for editing it right at the end.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's fine.
Yep.
What did you say?
No, nothing.
What were you talking about?
Have you noticed anything strange in our general dynamic today?
Have you guys pranked me?
Have we? That's the question.
No. I want to say it's very light on the prank.
No.
Oh, I'm going to say it might be a prank fail.
I feel like, what am I supposed to be identifying?
If Claude doesn't even know what we're talking about.
It's my fault.
No, don't be so hard on yourself.
It really is.
You didn't do it. You didn't nail it, but don't be so hard on yourself.
Wait, something about the way that you've been acting.
Job. I didn't know how.
Ella was supposed to be a total biatch to us today, but not say anything about it and just make it really uncomfortable for you.
Did you try?
She tried.
Did you try even once?
Remember the break where I...
it was so...
I remember Clint was like, you could do Ella with an H. And I said, no one would do an H.
Oh, I remember that.
Whoa, yeah. you're a right bitch.
I thought you just didn't understand what was happening.
We kept trying to set Ella up for opportunities to be a bitch to us.
Heaps of times.
Like I said to you, when you came in with those two bags of chips,
yeah,
I said,
that's fair.
You said, the vending machine gave me a free bag of chips. And I said, cool, can we have one? Expecting you to go, F off.
And she was like, sure, here I come.
Yeah, she bought us free chips.
But then when I was in the room, I said, sure.
Like, I wasn't in the room. I was in the other room.
It was probably the weakest attempt. No, you can't do it again.
I didn't even really want to succeed, and I panicked.
You have failed Big Brother.
Yeah, you failed Big Brother.
You failed Big Brother.
Please give me something tomorrow, and I'll do it in the office.
Go, tomorrow you need to go into the office, just walk in there when there's multiple people in there, and you need to pull your pants down.
I'm not doing that.
Should we have an argument in front of them?
Okay, you don't need to pull your pants down then, but you need to go into the office.
I'm not doing this.
And then you need to go, attention, everyone. And then you have to turn around, bend over, and then play a song on your bum buttocks.
No!
You've got to make your butt cheeks talk.
You need to go in there and then bend over and say,
no, I'm not doing
this. I saw Lamy with your asshole.
One opportunity.
Did you really try?
I think I just sounded like an asshole in that Ella break, and so I just panicked.
I don't know if you were panicking or forgetting that you were supposed to be doing it.
No, I just like...
She even rehearsed.
Really?
Yeah, do the rehearsal.
You didn't say it though. You didn't ask me that.
Hey, Ella, can I get a glass of water?
You get it.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, that would have been good.
But then I would have been like, yes, Ella, in your diva era, like we talked about. Because we wanted to be divas.
I thought you'd like it. Shit.
I remember you said, like, you were like, what, in that break? But I fully just thought, I was like, oh, she doesn't get it. It's fine.
Yeah. It was a massive fail.
I had an idea.
What?
Could be really cringe.
I'll cut it out if it's bad.
Could be really cringe.
Tell us. No idea's a bad idea.
Except
until we tell
one.
You it's a bad idea.
You know how Kendrick and Drake are beefing at the moment?
Yeah.
Should we write diss tracks about each other? Should we have rap? It'd be cringe.
It's,
live.
It's a good idea if we were more talented and less white.
And less white. That's what it comes down to.
Get AI to do it. Write the lyrics.
We'd be culture vultures trying to rap.
Yeah.
Get the lyrics and get AI to do it for you.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
It'll sound probably like this.
Yo, Brie.
Oh, no.
See that mustache, girl? Go get him.
Yo, Clint.
Mm.
I don't see yours.
Yeah. We'll just focus on the movie thing.
Yeah. We've got enough balls in
there. You guys
need
to practice your pranks before you start doing rap.
I'll call my friends at Flavor and offer them the idea.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's funny. God. Good attempt, guys.
No,
poor execution. Good idea.
My fault.
Yeah. buzz that out.
Ella was going to get free lunch at the pub out of that.
She was, and she failed. No, did you forget about that part, Ella? Oh, she looks so sad and disappointed in herself.
I just wish I did.
She goes, yeah, I'm going to get cauliflower.
Oh, so good. I'm so excited. I told everyone last night at home.
Oh, no, you're so cute.
I didn't choke from, like, nerves. I just, like, don't know how to be mean. Didn't swing.
I know the feeling because you have to go hard to convince her. And 4 hours is a long time.
It is a long time to be acting.
Would have sounded like an asshole on air without the context.
That was the idea.
Did you try anything else? Did you do anything in the meeting before the show?
I was like huffing and puffing off air to you a little bit.
Were you?
Oh, okay.
You should have done stuff like on air where you'd be like, do you guys actually feel like you're sounding interesting right now?
I didn't really enjoy that break.
Yeah, I didn't. To be honest, I'm a bit bored.
The second you gave us your bag of free chips, I was like, it's all over.
That's it. Yeah, right. It was all done and dusted.
I was just excited.
You know what you should do again? You should air check us again because that.
Do I have the street cred now to air check?
Because that's when you were the meanest to us.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
Yeah. All right. Let's get out of here, everybody. Thanks to everyone who's chucking some movie ideas up in the Brian Clint Group Therapy podcast page. That's a good idea. That's helpful for us.
So many great ideas. We appreciate it.
So many that Clint has never seen somehow.
Almost all of them.
Yep.
You've never seen Erin Brockovich, have you?
You know what? I weirdly think that I have.
That's a good movie.
Because that movie is fucking phenomenal.
Sandra Bullock as the lawyer?
No.
What?
It's Julia Roberts, for fuck's sake. Oh. Jesus.
Maybe I haven't seen it.
I feel like my whole diss track would just be about you not seeing any of the movies.
And I'd go, I don't get any of the references on this song. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Big old fat fail. You're not your best work, guys. Play.
ZM's Brian Clint.
On Insta, Facebook, TikTok, and live weekdays from 3 on ZM.
Play.
ZM.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If she thinks, man, I've had a shit Mother's Day, it's not on me, okay? You're not my mum. That's the kids. The kids should have been best behaviour, and they chose not to, okay?
Yeah.
They chose to give you crappy presents. They chose to complain at the nice breakfast we made. I'm just there, I'm helping, but sorry, mate.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.